Thank you, Lucy, and thank you, Bill. When my sister was a toddler, I remember in the spring, she'd go out into the yard and pick the dandelions that she found amidst the grass. She'd fill her hands with them, such that they were overflowing her little hands, and then she'd carry them into the kitchen and present them as a present to my mom. Mom got this puzzled look on her face as she knew not what to do with these weeds. She only knew to accept them. Make no mistake in that analogy. Rick's death is not a gift. This is not something that our God has desired or caused. But the point is now, just like the dandelions, we must accept. At this point, we cannot pray for or expect total understanding, but we pray for acceptance and life. When I have questions and don't know what to do, I look to God for answers in prayer and in Scripture. Both Lucy and Bill have given us some direct ideas as to what we need to do going forward. I offer a few more. The words of Psalm 23 that Lila asked us to read together today. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It is not if we walk. It is not maybe we walk. It is a given. It is a given that the valley of the shadow of death, at times in our life, we will be called to walk through it. Yet the point is this in the psalm and in our life. God is with us. God will not abandon us. God has not abandoned Rick. God will not abandon you, Lila. God will not abandon us. The words that come ringing in my ears for us all today are the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. When his friend Lazarus died and he saw the incredible pain that his two sisters were going through, he was moved to the depths of his being and he wept with them. He weeps with us today. Our God is there for us. I acknowledge that many of us today come from many different faith backgrounds, and we are so thankful for your presence here today. But regardless of your faith background, I say this to us all. Our God is not a mean God. Our God is a forgiving God. Who is able to condemn only Christ who died for us. The same one who was tempted in every way that we are, who knows exactly what we go through moment to moment, and knows whatever it is Rick was going through. I turn to the story of the prodigal son. The story that Jesus told to be the ultimate tale of God's forgiveness. It is when the son is still far off, before he has even said, I am sorry, that the father rushes out to greet him and forgive him. Rick was not far off. Rick was close to his God. Rick served on this altar the Sunday before his death. You heard of his involvement and quest for learning about God and living out God's life in his own life. Lila asked me to read this particular paragraph that Rick insisted they have read at their wedding because it was so important to his own views on life. People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spent years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have and you may get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got anyway. I believe this is the way Rick, in my experience, truly lived his life. I do not believe that in one act God would want to reverse that life of seeking him. Rick is with God in heaven. But I want to make it clear. This is not an okay act. This is tragic. Suicide becomes a permanent solution to a temporary problem. There are so many of us in our church and in our community who personally have experiences come back to our minds and our hearts of loved ones that we have lost through the same means. It becomes a time when many of us go back to thoughts when we either thought about doing the same thing or even attempted it. And we all know that it's not the answer. I cry out to you today. These are difficult times. Listen to Jesus' words. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Look at the beautiful life you have. Life was meant for us to live. Go back and compare your life today to what you had a day before you were born. You can lose your house, so what? You can lose your job, so what? You can lose your 401k, so what? You have life. And I am convinced that if Rick could speak to us today, he would say, "Thank you, God, for forgiving me and loving me, but I wish I could speak to Lila and to the rest of the world that this was the wrong answer." Our God is a forgiving God. Forgive each other. Forgive yourself. There is no one responsible for what has happened. We could analyze this to the day we ourselves are dead. We could not have prevented this. Everyone who has spoken about this has said, "I would have done anything I possibly could." Well, you did. And so it is time for us, like the dandelions, to accept, to learn, and to love. We celebrate on this 28th day of August the feast of St. Augustine, a saint in our church who struggled greatly in his life in getting the balance between the things of this world and the things of God. In his ultimate conversion experience, he summarizes our human condition. He says, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." So we pray for Rick, that in God's infinite mercy and compassion, his heart is no longer restless, but his whole being rests in God's own heart. We pray for you, Lila, that the grace that has brought you safe thus far will continue to keep your own troubled heart at rest as you live forward, breath by breath. And we pray for all of us that Augustine's prayer, which I am certain is Rick's prayer as well, with a full perspective on life now, is this: Almighty God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you have made us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant us purity of heart and strength of purpose, that no passion may hinder us from knowing your will, no weakness from doing it, but in your light we may see light clearly, and in your service find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.